Well, top tips for this year. We tend to try to have a little session on top tips for the year at the start of the year. And I bet you've got some top tips. What are some of your top tips about this year? School year, maybe. What are some things we're going to try to do this year? Anything at all, folks? Who wants to get more fit? Anyone? One or two? Okay. Who wants to do well in their football team? Or who wants to run a marathon? Okay, we've all got little tips, don't we? Well, this is a slightly different way of looking at tips. And it's from that reading that we had before. And Paul uses this word, rejoice. Does anyone know what that means, rejoice? What does it mean? Any idea? Daisy? Rejoice? No? Okay, that's fine. Rejoice is a little bit like being happy, but it's just a bit more than that. Because Paul, the guy writing this, when he wrote, was probably in prison in Rome or Caesarea. So he wasn't in a fantastic place. He wasn't on the beach or, you know, on holidays doing something really fab. He was actually in prison. And he writes these words. He says, rejoice in the Lord always. Now, here's the challenge for us. Just imagine something that's really difficult for you. Maybe you're a grown-up and work's a bit tricky. Maybe there's something going on with a member of your family or someone who's close to you that's difficult, whatever. Maybe you're at school and, do you find maths really hard? Whatever it is. What do we normally do in that situation? Well, either we get really cross or we go into a little ball and it all becomes something that's inside us, don't we? And sometimes it bursts out, but we do one of those things. Either we become sad in that way often, or we become a bit cross about things. And do you know what Paul says here? He says, rejoice in the Lord always. In other words, whatever's going on for all these people, he's saying actually we're to have an attitude that's a little bit different, and that is that we are to be able to say, even when life's tough, God can bring something special into it. Even when life's tough, God can bring something special into it. There's this funny word that the grown-ups will know and a lot of the kids won't know here called austerity. And for years and years, we've been thinking about austerity. And what that means is the government has cut everything. And everyone, after a while, starts to feel like the world is just full of everything being cut, all the fun being cut. But do you know what? God is all about bringing something new in, something abundant into our lives. It's all new, and it's about the Spirit actually guiding us. And that's really what Paul is saying. Here he is in prison. Horrible food. It's probably damp. All that weird stuff going on. And yet he's saying, rejoice in the Lord always. And he goes on from there. And he says something very interesting. He says, let your gentleness be evident to all. I wonder how many of you have the resolution this year, the tip for this year is to be more gentle. I bet not. That's not something we think about very often, is it? We think about becoming fit, and we think about becoming whatever, giving up smoking maybe, or for a smoker, or doing well at things. But we don't often think about being gentle. And what St. Paul says here is, let your gentleness be evident to all. I wonder how many of us might be able to have a gentle year. It's a funny thought, isn't it? Just think of someone who you know who's really gentle with other people. Just think of someone. Does anyone know someone who's gentle? Maybe a grandparent or maybe somebody. Think about that person. Think, I wonder if I could be a bit like that. The way that Paul's talking about it is talking about it being a person who brings about peace where they are. And that's really a really important part of being a Christian, about how Jesus comes into the world and brings peace, and therefore we also bring peace in whatever we can do. If it's at work or at school or wherever, be at peace. I wonder what that looks like. Well, he uses these really interesting words, and these are two really famous verses in the Bible. Okay, and he says this, do not be anxious. This is in the reading. He says, do not be anxious about anything, but in all things, with prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. That was one of the verses that was up there. Do you know, I wonder if anyone here ever feels stressed. I'm sure you're all completely non-stressy people. I wonder if any of you ever feel stressed. I do. I feel stressed quite a bit. And Paul's talking about people who feel stressed. What do you do when you feel stressed? Well, what do you do when you feel stressed? It talks about rejoicing, but then here's this really crazy idea that when we have those things that make us feel stressed, and normally it's a combination of all sorts of things, actually. Sometimes it's because we're tired. Sometimes it's because of work. Sometimes it's because of maybe we're struggling with a person. There's someone who's winding us up. Sometimes it's because of maybe a financial thing to do with money, that kind of thing. That can be stressful. We just don't have enough time, enough energy to do stuff. There's all these kinds of things. And you know what Paul says? He says, don't be anxious about anything, but in prayer, with thanksgiving. I wonder, when you get stressed, how many of us naturally just react, or how many of us actually pray and think, oh, hang on a sec, I'm getting stressed, I'm going to stop, and I'm going to talk to God about this. Because that is what Paul is saying that we're supposed to do. And he talks about doing it with thanksgiving. How many of you ever have had a go at just stopping and just saying, do you know what? I feel not great, but I'm just going to try saying thank you for three things. And it's amazing how sometimes you just think, wow, actually I have got a lot going on that's really positive there. And when we do that, okay, the problem won't go away, but the good news is that somehow, in some weird way, mysterious kind of way, when we bring things before God and we realize that God is great and big and that God is on our side, we think, wow, we've got a really big guy on our side with us. We're not on our own. We've got God on our side. And that makes a big difference. It makes all the difference. Tell you a story about a lady that I know, a friend of mine. Her name is Sister Pat. And Sister Pat is a Roman Catholic nun. And she she's about 80. She's a little over 80. But Sister Pat is an amazing woman. She worked, okay, in Argentina, right, as a headmistress when all sorts of nasty stuff was going on and people were going missing and all sorts of crazy stuff. The government, you know what I mean? Really difficult time in Argentina. And when the military was ruling. Anyway, she worked there. And she tells stories about what it's like. Sister Pat is the funniest person, I think, of one of the funnest people I've ever met. So here's this woman who's been through all this amazing stuff, hard stuff, but when you meet her, you think that, you know, she's just someone who is full of rejoicing, joy, and just full of a sense of peace. She's pretty chilled about things. She's pretty chilled in a good way. And yet she's done all this amazing stuff. And her secret really is prayer. That's her secret. She would say, if I sit down with Sister Pat, she wouldn't really ask you about, she'd ask you, well, how's your prayer life? Okay. You know, how's your prayer life? And that's my question to you. How's your prayer life? Kids as well, how's your prayer life? Adults, how's your prayer life? Because Paul seems to say that's really important. And finally, Paul says something really interesting. He says, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is lovely and excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Do you ever think about the things that you think about? I'm going to say that again. Do you ever think about the things that you think about? So on the average day, what are the things that are in your head? What are the things that are floating around in there? Is it stuff that's kind of stressy? Or is it actually stuff that brings about sort of joy? Now, here's the interesting thing. This isn't just about positive thinking. It's a very particular way of looking at this. What Paul is saying is that we're not just to fill our head with stuff, with information. How many people spend a bit of time on the internet every day? A bit of time. Yeah, there we go. Every age group, we all spend time on the internet. On your phone, okay. How much of that stuff makes you feel fantastic? The reality is that maybe it doesn't make us feel bad, but it's just kind of like coming at us all the time, isn't it? Feeds and this and that and whatever. It's just coming at us all the time. And, you know, there's nothing necessarily wrong with it, but it's just filling our head. Do you ever think about how much headspace you actually have during the day? And a lot of it is full of this stuff, and I think it's because we get a bit anxious and it's just like a, oh, it's there and we'll read it because it keeps us busy, it keeps our mind busy. But it's not really what Paul is saying here. He is saying, actually, we're meant to think about what we think about and really start to focus on what God wants us to focus on and how Jesus would have us live. Because do you know what? The amazing thing is this, that when we think about how God looks at us, you know, God looks down at us, and what he sees all the difficulties and stuff, you know, that's fine. But he also sees us how nobody else sees us in a way that is just full of love. Isn't that fantastic? That we may, that God looks down and he sees us at our best. He sees us at our best. And when you start to think, wow, so if I get on God's wavelength, then my whole mind is going to be changed in the way that I think about things. Whether I think about the world, if I'm at work and it's difficult, maybe I start to think, well, maybe God can teach me something here. Maybe I can help somebody and be a blessing, even though it's difficult. And maybe I can learn to grow in faith. I wonder this year, this is my real top tip about to wrap up, in addition to those things about being people who are focused on being prayerful, not being anxious, about people who are gentle, about people who can rejoice. What about we spend more time getting that kind of stuff in our life that helps us do that? What about we spend more time reading the Bible? And we're going to, over the next month, I'm going to be telling you about how we can do that. What about we spend more time, just little snippets of time each day, and we're going to look at various ways of doing that. What about thinking, you know, I'm going to try to come to church more regularly so I can fill myself with some of the good stuff. What about trying to just change the way we think so that instead of deciding that we're just going to let all the internet feeds and whatever else just come at us, why don't we think, you know, I'm not sure I want to spend all my time thinking about, you know, what the gossip columns are saying about whoever. Actually, I'm gonna create headspace for other things and for what God would want me to think about. What about thinking about prayer? I wonder if you guys could say, well, if this prayer leads to this kind of peace that we all want, everyone wants that peace. Everyone wants it, Christians and others alike. It's not just for the Christians. Everyone wants the peace. But if peace is about prayer, part of it's about prayer, what about setting aside some time to pray? In the morning, when I get up, I spend time in prayer. It's not perfect, but that's just what I do, and I do Bible reading and prayer. I do it for a longer period of time, because it's kind of something I do. But what about just doing it for 10 or 15 minutes each day? What about trying to do that? I'm thinking prayerfully. So instead of just getting anxious all the time, we think, actually, we're going to pray about those things. Next time you get something that's really winding you up, what about just stopping and saying, oh, I'm going to pray. What about this idea of being gentle as a goal? Wow, that's an unusual goal. Well, what about it? How would it be if you decided this year I'm going to be trying to be more gentle? If you're an adult with your kids, if you're at work maybe with whoever, at school, whoever we are, we can all try to be more gentle. And what about this idea of trying to rejoice in what we do? Paul wasn't on a beach. Paul was in prison when he wrote this. And whatever's going on when we're really stressed and we're really struggling, do you know what? God is there, and we actually need to come and say, God, can you help me in this situation? And also, we need to be part of the church as we do that. So they're my top tips. Rejoice in what is going on around you, in spite of the difficult things. Secondly, be gentle. Be gentle with what you do. Thirdly, what about trying to pray and having time to actually pray? And the final one is just about, let's see if we can fill our heads with what God wants to be in there this year. That would be brilliant if we can work on that even a little bit more than we do right now. We're going to pray now, and then we're going to stand and we're going to sing. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you that you are with us. Thank you that even though life can be tough, that you want us to walk with you. And I pray for myself, Lord, that I can do that. And I pray for everyone here that we can all learn what it means just to have that way of living. In Jesus' name, amen.